朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
那下面我们来继续看约书亚，他有他的教训要学。
Let's see, that Joshua has his lessons to learn.
那这个段呢，记载在民数记啊，十一章。
It's recorded in Numbers chapter 11.
啊，那这个发生的地点，那个名字特别长，我们就不摆在这里了啊，我们就主要来看他学的这个教训。
Let's see the lesson that he learned.
那这个时候呢，有一个少年人跑来跟摩西说啊，说伊利达、米达在营里说预言。
And young man ran and told Moses, saying that Elad and Medad are prophesizing in the camp.
那这个背景是怎么回事呢？
What's the background of this?
啊，以色列人他们又要吃鹌鹑，又要吃原来跟玛拿不行，哎，还要吃肉啊。
Israelites, he's not satisfied with manna. They want some meat.
哎，然后呢，就不断的反叛，就不断的怀念埃及，又有韭菜，又有大蒜，又有这些东西。
They rebels, What God provided them, they miss what they have in Egypt.
啊，那么这个神呢，在这个时候就要让以色列学一个功课。
So God wanted Israelites to learn a lesson.
那在那之前呢，神对摩西有讲说，以色列整个这个全族当中找70个长老。
Before this, God told Moses, say, find 70 elders from all among Israelites.
带到会幕这里，他们也要说预言。
Bring them to the tabernacle, and they will start prophesizing too.
要讲出神的话来。
They are going to speak God's word.
摩西不孤单。
Moses is not alone.
有一群的人要讲出神的话语。
A group of people will prophesize God's word.
哎，那么这些人呢，在会幕那里，真的他们就说预言，后来呢，又没有再讲了。
So at that time, those people actually prophesized, but afterwards they didn't say any, they did not prophesize.
但是七十人当中有两个人啊，可能是因为别的事情没有来到会幕。
But among those 70 people, there are two people for some reason they did not come to the tabernacle at that time.
哎，他们就在营里面，就这个伊利达和米达就在那里，他们就讲出来了。
And these are Eldad and Medad. They in the camp they started to prophesize.
那么有人呢就来报告。
And so somebody came and reported.
那这个摩西的学徒啊，约书亚这个时候听到以后，他就着急了。
So Moses' assistant, when he heard this, he was he's very anxious.
请我主摩西禁止他们。
He asked Moses to forbid them.
那摩西怎么回答呢
？How did Moses answer？
摩西是不是应该比较高兴啊
？Does Moses need to be glad？
好，你这个做得好。
He will say, "You did the right thing to Joshua."
可是摩西没有，他说你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗
？Moses said, "Are you jealous for my sake?"
这个约书亚呢，本来要维护摩西。
Joshua is doing this for Moses.
为摩西心生嫉妒。
He is jealous for Moses.
可是这个摩西呢，还不领情。
But Moses did not take this.
就把这个约书亚批评了。
In return, he criticized Joshua.
那这一幕呢，记载在旧约当中，有可能有的弟兄姊妹不熟悉。但你看福音书里面有另外一个人做过类似的事情，我们大部分人都读过的，谁
？In New Testament, there are similar thing happen. Do you know who are them?
请大家回答。
Criticize the students when he say something.
也不记得。耶稣啊
，Yes, Jesus.
耶稣做了同样的事情嘛
？Jesus did the same thing.
对不对？这个门徒也是啊，这个教皇把他们烧了啊，你们怎么能够这么做？
The disciples were saying, bring down the fire, burn them, or how can they do this?
那就是主耶稣就批评他的门徒。
And Jesus told his disciples.
我们作为神的服事的工人。
when we are serving God, we are servants of God.
要像摩西那样。
We need to be like Moses.
要像主耶稣那样。
We need to be like Jesus.
有这样一个宏大的心。
We have a very great open heart.
啊，有这样一个包容的心。
We have a heart to encompass everything.
啊，主说不与我们相敌的，就是帮助我们的。
Who is not our enemy is our friend.
只要他们是在奉主的名讲话。
As long as they are preaching or prophesizing in God's name.
在后面注意，只要是讲的主的话语。
As long as they are preaching God's word.
感谢赞美神。
We give thanks to God.
啊，你看今天我们在这个地方，这一片土地上面。我们来池塘建立教会。
When we establishing the church here in this land.
但是这个地方不止我们这一个教会。
But this land doesn't, it's not only our church here.
不错，在今天这个时代当中，有很多一些教会已经走偏了。
Yes, there are so many churches they go the wrong way.
但是仍然还是有很多忠心爱主、持守圣经真理、在传福音的教会。
But there are still many churches that are still keep to the Bible and spread the gospel.
我们在主里面都是一家人。
We are one family in God.
我们为他们祷告。
We pray for them.
为他们祝福。
We bless them.
他们带更多人信主，我们感谢赞美主。
When they bring people to Christ, we give thanks to God.
他们教会成长越来越兴旺，我们把荣耀归给神。
When their church grow big and bigger, we give glory to God.
我们真心的感恩啊，弟兄姊妹。
We give thanks from the bottom of our heart.
我们站在这里不是做世界的工作。
We are not doing the work for the world.
啊，我在这里占了地盘了，你就不能来，是不是
？When I have this piece of land, you cannot come.
啊，那就是世俗的事情。
That's the worldly thing.
啊，那是世人的做法了。
That's people, worldly people do.
那摩西在这里教导约书亚一个很重要的功课。
So Moses is teaching Joshua a very important lesson.
好，那我们继续再往下看。
Let's continue go on.
前面都学了这些的功课，有了这些预备之后。
When Joshua learned all these lessons and when he is prepared.
那这里呢，才来到一个地方。
Then we come to a place.
那这个地方呢，名字也比较长，不过呢，这个名字大家应该记一记，这个名字叫加迪斯巴尼亚。
They come to a place called
Kadesh Barnea. 这里没有啊。那么这个加迪斯巴尼亚为什么很重要呢
？Why does Kadesh Barnea important？
前面犹太以色列人已经走了两年了。
Because the Israelites already run this place for 2 years.
该学的学了。
They learn what they need to learn.
该见的神迹见了。
They saw the miracles they need to see.
该领受的十诫律法得着了。
They got the ten commandments that they need to have.
所有这些的规条礼仪给了他们了。
All the rules they already received.
现在就准备好了要去哪里？进迦南。
So what are they prepared to do? Go into the land of Canaan.
那这个加利斯巴尼亚呢，就是在这个迦南的对面，就已经在边缘了。
This place is right at the edge of the land of Canaan.
进去之前。
Before they go in,
摩西做了一件事情。
Moses did something.
以色列用12个支派，对吧？
Israelites have 12 tribes.
每个支派当中选一个人出来。
They chose one from each of the 12 tribes.
啊，这是精兵当中的精兵啊。
It's the best of the best.
那今天我们都知道，这个侦察兵那一定是特种部队。
We know that the scout troops are the special.
Special forces.
Forces.
哎，那么一个支派才选一个。
One from each tribe.
60万当中一共选了12个。
Among 600,000 people, only 12 people.
让他们去窥探迦南地。
Let them to spy on the land of Canaan.
看看到底这地是怎样的。
They want to see how the land is.
啊，还带一些地的出产回来。
They also brought back the produce from the land.
每个支派选一个人，这名字列出来。
They list all the 12 people from each tribe.
哎，那么这个 Nun 的儿子叫什么呢？叫约书亚。
So, the son of Nun is called Joshua.
他本来是何西阿呀。
His original name is Hoshea.
啊，那在这个地方就有一个细节，摩西把何西阿改名为约书亚了。
So Moses changed Hoshea to Joshua.
圣经当中呢， 被改名的人不太多。
There are not many people changed names in the Bible.
有的人是直接被神来改名。
Some people are the name changed by God.
啊，比如说谁被神改名
？Whose name was changed by God？
啊，这个大家都回答很热烈啊，亚伯兰啊，被神改名叫亚伯拉罕。
Abraham changed his name to Abraham by God。
亚伯兰的太太原来叫撒莱，被神改名叫萨拉。
Abraham's wife Sarah was changed to, from Sarah to
Sarah. Sarah, yeah. 那雅各被神改名叫以色列，改名叫以色列。
Jacob's name was changed to, Israel by God.
啊，这个新约当中啊，有一个人，这个保罗。
In the New Testament, Paul.
啊，如果有时候我们读经不仔细的话，会说原来叫扫罗，被神改名叫保罗。
Sometimes we don't read carefully, we will say that Saul was changed to Paul by God.
但你要读经仔细一看，实际上不是这样。
But if you read carefully, it's not so.
从来没有讲过神给扫罗改名叫保罗。
It didn't say that God changed Saul to Paul.
就是保罗，扫罗又名保罗。
Saul also named Paul.
啊，好，那个，但是呢，还有的人是被其他的属灵的伟人来改名。
Some people are changed names by other spiritual, great people.
那这个何西阿就是这样子。
Hoshea is one of them.
这个约书亚，神拯救，耶和华拯救，这个名字不是他原来的名字。
Joshua was not his original name. Original name, Joshua means God saves.
啊，摩西给他改的。
Is Moses gave to him.
在圣经当中，一个人被改名字，这是一个有里程碑意义性质的事件。
So when in the Bible, when somebody changed name, it's a milestone for that person.
啊，这个约书亚从这个时候开始。进这个迦南地来窥探迦南地的时候，显出他一种独特的素质来。
So from this point on, Joshua went into the Canaan to spy on the land. It shows that his personal characters.
这故事大家都很熟悉。
You know, everybody know the story.
十二个探子回来了。
12 spies came back.
啊，扛着两个人扛一大串的葡萄，你想那是多少的葡萄
？Two people carried the grapes from the land.
非常好的一片牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land of milk and honey. It's very good land.
但是这十二位的精兵特种部队最棒的。
But there's 12 best people.
他们说咱甭去那儿了。
They say we shouldn't go into the land Canaan.
打不过呀。
We cannot fight them.
那边有亚纳族人巨人呐。
There are giants like the people 亚纳。
啊，那么呢？这十个当中，十二个当中，十个人都这个抱这个恶心。
Of 12 people, 10 people say the same thing.
只有两个人。
Only two people.
一个就是约书亚。
One is Joshua.
还有一个就是加勒。
And the other one is Caleb.
他们两位在这里报一个好的信息。
They report the good news.
说虽然那边有巨人，我们一定能打赢他们。
Even though they have giants over there, but we can overcome them.
最关键不是我们，是第八节，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。
The key point is, it's not us. It's if the Lord delights in us, He will bring us into the land.
其他人都对不起，其他人都看到巨人，看到难处。
Other people saw the giants and see the difficulties.
加勒和约书亚看到了主。
But Joshua and Caleb saw the Lord.
那。这两个人当中是谁先开口说我们可以进去的呢
？Of these two people, who said first that we can go in?
考考大家读经仔细不仔细
？See either whether you read carefully.
啊，这两个好的汉子啊，是约书亚还是加勒
？Is it Joshua or Caleb say that they can go in first?
加勒，对了。
Is Caleb?
是 Caleb， 是加勒。所以如果要是我们去读的话呢，有好几个地方都是加勒在先，约书亚在后。
So if we read carefully, we see that Caleb is first, and then Joshua is second to say this.
但是这一段14章这个地方呢是约书亚在前，加勒在后。
But in chapter 14, Joshua is first, and then Caleb is second.
可以看到加勒的信心似乎还更大一点。
So we see that it seems that Caleb's faith is even greater.
但是约书亚有那个领袖的素质。
But Joshua has the quality of a leader.
啊，神已经早就预备他。
God was preparing him.
所以神做事非常的有意思。
So God does things in his way.
那么在这个地方本来带领他们去窥探迦南地已经是一个非常艰巨的任务。
So, the 12 spies into the, Canaan to spy is what was a very difficult mission.
那现在这些人回来以后
But after these 12 come back,
发现最难的任务还不是去打这个迦南地。
They found out the most difficult mission is not going to attack into the land of Canaan.
这个从艰巨的任务变成几乎是不可能完成的任务。
From a difficult mission to be, to become a mission
impossible. 就是要去说服这些的以色列人。
You have to convince all these Israelites to go.
那以色列人自己先打退堂鼓了。
Israelites, they didn't want to go.
那十个探子说我们一看他们我们觉得自己就像蚂蚱一样。
10 of the spies say, when we see them, we are like, grasshoppers.
你把自己先当成蚂蚱了谁都来踩你。
If you see yourself as grasshoppers, everybody will step on you.
对神的信心都没有了。
They don't have faith in God.
那在这个时候我们看到约书亚和加勒。
Then at this point we see Joshua and Caleb.
他们这种的勇敢。
They are very courageous.
这是犯了众怒啊。
They are going against everybody's view.
你看这个第十节全会众要拿石头打死他们两个人。
You see in verse 10, everybody in the camp want to stone them.
这个英文记载 all the congregation. 整个的会众啊。
All the congregation want to stone them.
这个 congregation 这个词很有意思。今天我们用 congregation 就指的是教会对不对
congregation today we means, the church.
今天比如说我们教会大家开会。
When we say today, we are going to have a meeting.
然后牧师说。
And the pastor say.
我们要到远方某某地方我们去植堂。
We are going to, build a church in a faraway land.
我们要把人拆过去。
We are going to send people.
我们要把钱拆过去。
We are going to send money.
我们要把祷告也拆过去。
We are going to send prayers.
然后在那边来拓展神的国度。
We are going to enlarge God's, territory.
然后弟兄姊妹一听就不高兴了。
And, when brothers and sisters just, heard this, they are not happy.
我们自己也有这个困难，我们也有那个困难。
We have this problem, we have that difficulty.
那个地方福音很不好传。
It's very difficult to spread gospel in that place.
人心都很硬。
People's heart are very hard.
最后做不成怎么办
？If we cannot accomplish this, then what do we do?
然后很多怨言就出来了。
And there are a lot of complaints.
最后就开始有人说了。
And then people said.
咱们一人拿块石头把牧师打死吧。
Everybody said, okay, let's everybody get a stone and stone the pastor to death.
这个约书亚和加勒一站出来就众矢之的，要把他们打死。
So when Joshua and Caleb stand out, all the people, all the congregation want to stone them to death.
在关键的时刻，耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。
The key point is the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel.
神再一次说，不是你们。
God is saying, it's not you.
是我呀。
It is me.
你过红海你们忘了吗
?Did you forget how did you, pass the, Red Sea?
法老的军兵那么强大怎么被淹没你们忘了吗
?The soldiers, the armies of the Pharaoh, how did they, how did you escape from that?
亚玛利的名号被涂抹你们忘了吗
?The, name of,
这个 Amalek.
Amalek was, erase, do you remember?
所有这些的恩典神迹他们全忘了。
Did you forget all the miracles?
有的时候不是在外面打最难。
Sometimes it's not the fight outside that is difficult.
也是里面的这个对付是最难。
It's the war inside, our hearts that's difficult.
那约书亚和加勒他们宝贵的地方也在于他们里面对神的信心。
The most precious part of Joshua and Caleb is their heart, towards God.
这时候神发话了。
So God is saying,
你们这一代人整整这一代人啊倒闭旷野。
God was angry with them, so he was saying that all your generations, all this generation would die in the, wilderness.
20岁以上的全都要死在旷野里面。
Whoever is over 20 years old will die and fall in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天主叫代代相传，是不是啊
？Today we're talking about pass on generations.
这个传不下去是很悲哀的呀。
If we cannot pass it on, it's very sad.
自己的这个悖逆，自己的不敬虔。
It's our own rebellious, our own unfaithfulness.
后来旷野当中又流浪了38年。
After that, they, wander in the wilderness for another 38 years.
然后神说这60万20岁以上男丁里面只有两个人能进去。
God said, among all those 600,000 people, only two person can go in.
就是加勒还有约书亚。
And they were Joshua and Caleb.
你说这是多小的一个比例？
What's the ratio of this?
啊，我们刚才有讲了，男男女女、老老少少加起来得至少200万人。
We talk about that. Everybody together, at least there are 200 million people.
除了摩西这个带领者之外，200万人里面就挑出两个忠心的来。
Besides Moses, among those 2 million people, only two people can go in.
我常常说，我说我们学化学这叫 two ppm.
In chemistry, we call this.Two parts per million.
这太少太少了。
It's very, very little.
但是请大家注意。
But I want you to pay attention.
就这两个人就是关键。
These two people are the crucial point.
就是神花了很多心血，摩西花了很多时间带领的这样一位的约书亚。
God spent a lot of effort and Moses spent a lot of effort to lead these two people.
这一位名字叫做耶和华拯救的人。
This person called Joshua, God saves.
就由他来传给下一代，来带领下一代。
So through Joshua, it will pass down to next generation.
我们来看属灵的传承。
Let's see the spiritual succession.
啊，这个民数记27章。
Numbers 27.
神对摩西说。
Jehovah, Lord, said to Moses.
说嫩的儿子约书亚心中是有圣灵的。
Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit.
啊，那你呢？要按手给他。
You need to lay your hand on him.
啊，让以色列会众都听从他。
Let all the congregation listen to him.
啊，那么神呢？就这个摩西呢，就听从神的吩咐。
And Moses listened to what God told him to do.
啊，那最后这句20节啊很有意思，说 that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient。
第二十节又将你的尊荣给他几份，使以色列全会众都听从他。
前面我们刚刚看到这个全会众都要拿石头打死他。
Before this, we saw that all the congregation want to stone him to death。
那现在全会众他们明白了。
But now all the congregation understand the lesson。
生命记3章28节，老摩西在晚年的时候再写的最后一卷书。
Deuteronomy chapter 3 is when Moses is old. This the last book that Moses wrote.
他就回顾了这么一句话，就神说你却要嘱咐约书亚。
He says, but command Joshua.
勉励他使他胆壮。
And encourage him and strengthen him.
因为他必在这百姓前面过去，使他们承受。你所要观看之地。
For he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see.
摩西没有完成的。
Moses did not finish.
约书亚来完成。
Joshua finished it.
好，这个生命记到31章了。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
这时候神就对摩西说了。
Jehovah Lord said to Moses.
说你的死期临近了，要召约书亚来。
Behold, the days approach when you must die.
现在你们两个人一起站在会幕里，我好嘱咐他。
Present yourself in the tabernacle of meeting that I may inaugurate him.
然后神就对约书亚说。
God said to Joshua.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必领以色列人进我起誓应许他们的地，我必与你同在。
Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with you.
啊，这是一个很美的传承。
This is a very beautiful spiritual succession.
那么因为摩西按手给他。
Because Moses put his hand on Joshua.
他就被智慧的灵充满。
He was full of the spirit of wisdom.
那么这些以色列的会众，原来反叛的会众，现在就来听从约书亚。
So the Israelites used to be rebellious against Joshua. Now they listen to Joshua.
好，那我们继续往下看。
Let's go on.
啊，那摩西过去。
Moses passed away.
神就在约书亚记第一章当中，我们很熟悉，我们以前也讲过，就对约书亚说。
In Joshua chapter 1, God speak to Moses.
神对他说，说你现在你要起来。
Lord told him to arise.
我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
你谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
You may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you.
那约书亚真的就带领以色列人过了约旦河。
So Joshua led the Israelites pass over the river of Jordan.
然后就打耶利哥，这样一仗一仗就去攻取迦南美地。
They attacked Jericho, and then take over the land of Canaan.
Canaan, yeah. 那么呢，除了在征战的这个部分，约书亚记我们常常看到很多都是打仗。
Other than the fighting part, in the book of Joshua, we saw a lot of fighting.
那约书亚记当中还给我们看到约书亚有一个非常宝贵的属灵品格。
In the book of Joshua, we also see a very good, precious quality of Joshua.
啊，这时候摩西已经过去了。
At this time, Moses passed away already.
但是摩西所吩咐的一句话，这个约书亚是没有一句不讲的。
But all that Moses told Joshua did not keep anything. He read everything.
啊，那么神所吩咐摩西的，约书亚是没有一件懈怠不行的。
So he left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
啊，是非常忠实的这样的来传承。
He's faithfully passed it on through generations.
当我们这个代代相传啊，
When we talk about pass on through generations,
这种忠诚的传递是非常重要。
The faithful passing on is very important.
Yeah, 如果自己搞一些的花花点子，
If we invent things that of our own,
如果约书亚在神所颁布的律法当中，我再添一点，减一点，删一些。
If Joshua add or take out something from God's Ten Commandments,
做一个摩西律法修订版。
He made a revised version of the commandment, Ten Commandments.
啊，符合迦南地特色的。
Is for the land of Canaan.
啊，这样这个圣经就变味了。
Then it changed the Bible.
你不要说代代相传啊。
Not to talk about pass on through generations.
到第二代、第三代，整个就全都垮掉了。
When it gets to second or third generation, it's all changed.
但是约书亚。
But Joshua.
真的是一个忠心的仆人。
He's a faithful servant.
他不单是把摩西所传递下来的能够继续忠心的来宣讲、宣读、遵守。
Not only he passed on what Moses taught him.
这节经文大家都熟悉吧？
This verse everybody knows.
这是挂在好多弟兄姊妹这个家里面的。
It's hang on the wall of many brothers and sisters.
我家也有这个，我们都做很精美的基督徒的艺术品。
We, I have it on my, in my house too. We put it as a, Christian, art.
这已经是进入迦南地，已经一圈的仗都打完了。
This is after they enter the land of Canaan and they fought around the, wall.
这个地该分的能分的这也都分的差不多了。
They already divided the land to different tribes.
他们的领袖约书亚这时候也年纪大了。
At this time, Joshua is old too.
你想整个他们比所有其他人年轻都大一代啊。
He actually is one generation older than the rest of the people.
那加勒都85岁了去打的这个希伯伦。
When Caleb went to fight the war, he was 85 years old.
所以这时候老约书亚就对他们讲话。
So the old Joshua told the Israelites.
现在你们自己选吧。
You need to choose for yourself.
你们如果要是认为侍奉神不好。
If youthink that serving God is not good.
你们选择自己要侍奉的。
You choose whom you want to serve.
你们是选择我们的列祖在大河那边啊，在幼发拉底河那边所侍奉的那个美索不达比亚的神呢？
Whether you choose the God which your father served that was on the other side of the river.
啊，那还是这地的这个迦南人亚摩利人的神呢？
Or the God of Amorites.
对不对？或者你们还是要回埃及拜埃及那些的偶像。
You want to go back and worship the god of Egypt.
你们有选择。
You choose for yourself.
然后约书亚讲了。
And then Joshua said.
他说：“至于我和我家。
As for me and my house.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
我从上面所领受的。”
What I received from above.
我还要再一代一代的继续传递下去。
I will pass it on through generations.
代代中传 faithfully through generations. 我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
神，我们同心来到你的面前。
Dear God, we come to you in one heart.
感谢主给我们这样一个大使命。
We thank you for the great commission you gave to us.
让我们试试万民做主的门徒。
To bring all people become disciples of the Lord.
能够不断的教导那忠心教导别人的人。
Will faithfully teach those who are faithful to teach.
求主您的灵来刚强我们。
We pray that your spirit will strengthen us.
来提醒我们。
Will remind us.
我们不只是自己得着了。
Well, not only we received it.
我们引领其他的弟兄姊妹来做主忠心的学生。
We also want to teach other people to become faithful students of the Lord.
我们来忠心一代一代的传递。
We faithfully pass it down generations.
现在的世代实在是邪恶。
This is an evil world.
我们更需要为主站立的稳。
We especially need to stand firm for our Lord.
实在知道我们靠自己什么都做不了。
We know we cannot do anything depend on our own.
但是靠着那加给我们力量的凡事都能做。
But when we depend on the Lord, we can achieve anything.
主名被高举。
The Lord, we lift up the Lord's name.
主得荣耀。
The glory to our God.
奉耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。